about quality music, true variety. That's KT Tunstall's Suddenly I See from Eye to the Telescope. Before that, Coldplay gave us Yellow from their debut album, Parachutes. It's 8:44. It's Friday morning, October 27th. We're at the fourth and final stop of our Green Tour north at La Encantada. Come on up and buy a Green Tour t-shirt. They're right outside of our tent, and they list all the different locations we've been to on the Green Tour, as well as the artists that have joined us and the dates of those events. We also have a chance for you to register to get qualified for our Precision Toyota Prius Hybrid. That's what we're giving away for Green October. And right now we're joined by Don and John with our movie night traffic light. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jenny.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Are you sad it's the final stop of the Green Tour?
Yeah. This is a lot of fun. This is great.
There are so many bright and attractive people here. It's just fantastic. I'm not sure I'm qualified to be a mountain listener now.
Stop. Well, it has been so fun, and they've built up, and the Gin Blossoms today was just an extraordinary concert.
Yeah, it was great. Those
they're amazing, aren't they?
They're great. They're so much fun. So you're here to talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend.
That's right. Well, today, just in time for Halloween, of course, there's Saw 3.
Ew, I will never in a million years watch that. I don't understand why people are... I don't understand the psyche that is willing to watch
and
that.
And you know, those kind of movies make a ton of money.
It will be big.
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy.
And there's also one about terrorism in South Africa, which is called Catch a Fire.
Of course, with Tim Robbins.
Yes,
and
that's right. But John and I are going to tell you about The Queen and Running with Scissors.
Okay.
Yes, Jenny, The Queen. I love Queen. Gotta do the fandango.
Not that Queen. I think we're talking about the Queen of England. And you know the movie...
Elton John.
Again, not what I was thinking. But anyway, you know, we're not sure why the movie was even made or how accurately it is historically, but it is kind of interesting because it's about what was going on behind the scenes after Princess Diana was killed.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, Tony Blair, he was just elected Prime Minister, and, you know, Diana, she was divorced from Prince Charles, so she was no longer considered royalty. And the Queen, who's played by Helen Mirren in the movie, she wasn't considering a royal funeral at all until Tony Blair convinced her that, you know, Diana, she's the people's princess, and she really should be treated with a lot of respect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm a superficial and arrogant American, I tend to find things English or Great British-ish or however you say it, pretty boring. But I admit, fascinated by the monarchy. So what I really liked about this movie is that it kind of humanized people like Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles. So love them or hate them, you could kind of understand what it must be like to have your whole family for their entire lives to be under the constant pressure of public scrutiny and thousands of years of tradition.
And having to behave properly.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would do that.
Right.
I don't think I'd want to do it, but I would kind of like to be, you know, referred to as his exquisiteness or whatever.
Well, we can do that for you.
Okay, cool.
You'd be so happy.
Email me at John the Exquisite.
At movienighttrafficlight.com.
But, you know, when you're watching the movie, it sort of does feel like a little bit of propaganda that they want us, for some reason, to think that the Queen is more human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it is a really kind of interesting look into the whole modern-day royalty thing. So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate The Queen. It's a yellow. It's a pretty decent movie, but, you know, it's just not going to appeal to everybody. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and then the next one, of course, is Running with Scissors. Now, Jenny, you run with scissors, you're going to fall and poke out your eye.
Right.
But given this movie, maybe not such a bad option.
Really? Yeah. And I actually saw Annette Bening was on Ellen yesterday.
Yes. And in fact, this movie, well, apparently there was a guy, he grew up in the 70s, and he was so convinced that nobody would ever believe how messed up his mom and his family were that he wrote a journal. Well, he grew up, he wrote a book, and now it's this movie. And he's all caught up in the whole dysfunctional life of his mom, and Annette Bening is his crazy, certifiably crazy mom, and she tries to get help from a therapist, but the therapist turns out he's psychotic too, and makes things worse.
So it's one of those feel-good movies.
Yeah, it's really feel-good. In fact, it's so feel-good that she actually gets hooked on drugs, she becomes a lesbian, she gives up her son, and she loses her mind. And this kid, he absolutely has no healthy or happy moment in his whole childhood.
Yeah, I don't know how she was on Ellen, but I'm really not an Annette Bening fan or a fan of the 1970s, and there's a ton of both in this movie. So really just kind of a rambling recount of some poor guy's troubled life. It's too bizarre for me, I think. The characters are too eccentric. The story's kind of unsettling, but because of all that, you do get some pretty funny scenes in it. I don't know if they were meant to be funny, but they are funny.
Like dark humor?
Kind of
yeah, dark, very
funny.
Dark. humor, but still hilarious at the same time because they're so wacky. But you also, because you have these crazy characters, there's some great opportunities for the actors. And I really thought Annette Bening did a fantastic job. Gwyneth Paltrow is in this. She's excellent. Some of the unknown actors did great jobs. Even Alec Baldwin. You know, Alec, I said last week that you should be in every movie. I didn't say you should be in all movies or any movie because this one, probably not for you. But in the 10 minutes he was in it, he was absolutely brilliant as usual. So.
Wonderful. You know, with the dark nature of the movie, you'd think you'd come out of the theater thinking, oh, man, I am so lucky I didn't grow up like that, you know, feeling kind of happy. You don't come out like that at all. You're just totally depressed and disturbed when you come out of it. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Running with Scissors. This one is a red.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's like Saw 3.
So what's coming out next week?
Well, next week we're going to go see a new animated film called Flushed Away, where a mouse gets flushed down a toilet. So
okay.
We'll check that out.
Sounds like.
And then I actually have to read this one because this title is so long. It's
okay.
Called Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Very interesting.
I know. We're going to go see what that's all about.
So we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
And
sounds
we won't
good.
Be on the green tour.
I know.
I'll miss you.
It's sad.
It is sad.
We can come back here and hang out.
That's
Jake.
True. We can
three
come
of
back
us.
Up. We'll
yeah.
just come up to North at Longkata to have them open up the restaurant a little early.
I don't think
us.
I could afford it normally. That's why I'm scarfing down all I can now. But.
Please feel free to stop by once again at North at Longkata. We are on the fourth and final stop of our green tour. Music's going to come up next from Keen. And don't forget, you can check out more about Don and John at their website, movienighttrafficlight.com, or log on to our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. Thank you once again, guys.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
We're back with music from Keen. Is It Any Wonder in just 3 minutes on 929 The Mountain.